Let's hear from Sam Houser talking about how he threw up on a bunch of beers on the duck boat.
If you saw it, there's a video of me throwing up on the float.
What I want to know is, what else was in that cooler? Like, was that a cooler that other people had drinks with? Was that the puking cooler? How did that go?
That cooler was full of beer. You can't see my wife in the video, but she's down on her hands and knees because I announced, like, I'm getting ready to throw up. She's trying to get the beer out. There was still some beer in there as I threw up. We ended up throwing those to the crowd, so whoever got those.
Oh my lord.
Don't sign them. Let them go. Let him go.
The fans. He threw the puke beers to the fans.
No, and then he admitted it. Oh my God, he admitted it. Like, what are you doing?
He threw regurge-coated beers to the
puked
fans?
I've puked on these beers, and then I chucked them into the crowd.
Fitzy may have pounded one of those.
There's a chance that Fitzy may have pounded one of those.
I told you I did my quality drinking when I was on the Patriots duck boat parade. I behaved myself at the Celtics parade. And by the way,
if you got a Houser beer, give us a call at 617-779-7937.
Picture it didn't happen.
You might have a lawsuit on your hands. I can't take you that next step, I feel like there might be something. You get real sick.
Yeah.
I mean, puke.
Can I get a ruling?
A puke beer.
Can I get a ruling?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you catch a beer from a famous person in a parade, but it's covered in, like, you know, like some carrot shaves or corn or...
Did he have a big breakfast? Who knows?
It's 11:20. Right. How many beers did he drink at that point that he's throwing up?
I have no idea.
Well, it's probably more to what he ate or didn't eat is what I should say.
Oh, yeah, probably empty
drinking
stomach.
On an empty stomach.
It was just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, sometimes food gets in the way, though.
What was that podcast or show that he was on? That guy was kind of yelling at him.
I'll find out.
Guy was kind of yelling at him a little bit, felt like.
It was J.J. Redick right before he signed the Lakers.
yikes. That's real gross.
That's super gross.
I'm not super grossed out by puke. Like, there's a lot of things that gross me out more than that, but I'm certainly not going to drink somebody's beer that has been soaked in it.
Well, Rich, you're the father of two young children.
True.
Like, I can't tell you how many times
that's true.
I have been hit by the percussion splashes of, you know.
It's always...
Hey, you're 3 inches from the toilet. How did you not make it?
It's always way warmer than you expect. Even when you're anticipating it being warm, it's warmer. That's gross. So... The Celtics draft is
line of the night. When you anticipate it being warm, it's warmer.
It's warmer. So the NBA draft is over.
That's it.
What a weird, like, honestly, splitting it up in two nights. I don't hate that idea of it. Mm-hmm. And I understand that the presidential debate is tonight. But, like, a little late afternoon draft and a win on a Thursday? I don't care for that.
It's just very, like... Who that isn't a super fan of their team, or currently is looking for something to talk about because their baseball team that's been playing pretty well recently happens to be off, and we have 4 hours of radio to fill, gives a flying Filipowski about what?
Oh my God! Oh, this just into the news desk. That was the father son duo of Mike Golic podcast.
That was Golic and Golic,
like the Bronny James, LeBron James of the podcast world.
Wow, yeah, no kidding.
I like that.
How about that?